Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
By the way, I just emailed Elon Musk for suggestions for a baby name for your dad and his new bride.
Quit it. He doesn't. Stop it right now. Someone just drove off the road, right? Yes, my dad got married. No, she's a grandmother, JJ. She, okay.
Well, was her dad there with a shotgun? That's all I want to know. Was he in the back of the church with a shotgun?
Absolutely not.
All right.
Oh, you are horrible.
Why?
No, so you, well,
wouldn't that be a beautiful thing?
Oh, really? If my dad married like a 30-year-old woman?
No, yeah, I didn't say that. No.
Well, if she were pregnant, she certainly would have to be less than a certain age. No. Wonderful woman. Her name is Donna. Listen, I will say, you know,
I'm
that
sorry,
we lost
her
mom.
Name,
Donna,
yes,
is her name.
Oh,
wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful woman. Okay, we lost my mom back in 2018, right?
Yes.
Love of my dad's life. They'd been married almost 61 years, you guys.
I get it.
Never did we think this was going to happen. But I will tell you what, when you watch someone go through grief after losing someone for so long, right, it's devastating. My dad was devastated for so long, and Donna brought joy back to his life and a smile back to his face, and it's been wonderful.
It's,
and so they got married over the weekend, and
so, but just to put a fine point on that, your dad and your mom were together since they were like teens or something,
15
right?
15 and 16 years old.
Yes. And so and pretty much every day of their life were together since then. So I get it. I mean, you know, that had to be impossible for him. So, and no one will ever replace your mom, but to have the companionship of someone else in his life, I get it. And I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. And we do too. And we couldn't ask for a more wonderful woman. She's got one daughter and she's got two grandchildren. And now our family's even bigger. Now I've got like six sisters instead of five, right? And quite frankly, I like her the best. So it's
I love it. And just because I'm
love you, Erica.
Just because I'm passive aggressive.
Yeah.
And Jason and I weren't invited to the wedding. I sent him a very expensive wedding gift
small.
On behalf of me and Jason.
Oh, did you?
Oh, no.
Just because to be passive aggressive, yes. He's going
to
love
it. Keep it small.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Hey, you know, Joanne, I was just thinking, you have any idea how expensive your father's marriage is going to be for you for the rest of your life? You just added, I think you counted like five or six new hungry mouths to feed in the Purton family that you're going to have to buy Christmas gifts for. At least stocking stuffers.
Oh, no, no,
so
no.
It's
going to
cost you a bundle.
Their names are going in the list. The rest of our, like all of our names go in.
Oh, you
in,
do a, so. You do a draw on a hat? Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, the Secret Santa thing. Okay.
We do. Each sister picks another sister.
Hey,
each brother-in-law picks another brother-in-law. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was joking anyway about all of this. But truly, congratulations to your father. I'm really happy for him. I really am.
We all are. We certainly are. And, you know, last week, leading up to the wedding, they asked if any of us, you know, like on our side of the family, wanted to say some words. And I'm like, well, of course, there's six of us girls, right? And so I offered. I said to my sisters, I said, I'd be happy to say some things. And Donna's son-in-law.
Surprise.
Well, whatever. I'm going on the list. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll do it. So anyway, Donna's son-in-law was going to say something. So it was the two of us. Okay, great. So I'm thinking it's going to be part of like the reception, almost like a toast, right? So the ceremony is going on. And outside, by the way, kind of, you know, what, 50-some people, something like that, socially distanced, the whole nine yards. And in the middle of the ceremony...
There was supposed to be 60, but Jason and I weren't invited.
I think the invitation was lost. But anyway, so I'm thinking it's going to be the reception. And in the middle of the ceremony, the pastor says, now, Joanna is going to come up and say a few words. Like, part of the ceremony.
What?
Right. I was say, what? I walk up there. It was good, though, because I couldn't get nervous then. But yes.
Time out. Time out. What? Time out.
Weddings always have a rehearsal. Every single
time. I wasn't invited.
Time.
I wasn't invited to it. No, I wasn't. I'm not kidding. Nope, wasn't invited. That was Friday, I guess.
Well, that's probably where they discussed your role of where it was going to be. They rehearsed the whole ceremony, and they would have needed you.
Yeah, Donna's son-in-law was ready to go. Curtain, come on.
He was there, I think. Yeah, Dad.
See?
Thanks for that.
That's hilarious.
See, Dick's not used, yeah, he's not used to doing show prep anymore, so he didn't get you.
Right, exactly. There was no prep that was done.
Jackie had a role, yeah, though, I bet. Jackie was there.
Yeah, Big Al had a role, I bet.
They were all at the rehearsal. Oops.
Detroit's Greatest Hits, 104.3 WOMC.
It's JJ and Joanne. And Detroit's Greatest Hits, 104.3 WOMC.